The makers of Campbell Soup present The Campbell Playhouse. Orson Welles, producer.
Good evening, this is Orson Welles. Our offering for tonight deals with those fabulous creatures who are rapidly becoming a race apart, the professional flyers of the world. While not exactly unheralded and unsung, not that is in regard to their spectacular conquest of the air in which they span whole continents and oceans without pause or stop, but in such everyday routine affairs as getting the mail through, no matter how inaccessible a destination, how menacing the elements. It's a fact that their achievements are taken much too much for granted. Tonight we deal with such a group of men. In this instance, flying all over a South American republic whose capital is here called Barranca, who themselves see nothing more unusual or heroic in what they're doing than if there were so many radio producers. Only Angels Have Wings is the title of our offering. It's still remembered happily by those who saw it as a Columbia Picture production with Cary Grant, Gene Arthur, and Richard Wasserman. Our guest star tonight is the beautiful and animated young lady from Hollywood who has rapidly worked her way into the affections of all of us with a number of distinguished and memorable characterizations, Miss Joan Blondell. But before our story begins, Mr. Ernest Chappell would like a word with the ladies, especially. Chappell, sir.
Thank you, Orson Welles. And I'll be direct and to the point. Tell me, do you still go to the trouble of making vegetable soup at your house?
Frankly, Mr. Chappell, I do. When it comes to the other soups, I serve Campbell's, but my mother and her mother before...
I understand, madam. Making vegetable soup is a sort of a tradition in your family, is that so?
Why, yes, you might call it that.
And I respect that tradition, but that's just the reason I'd like you particularly to try Campbell's vegetable soup. Quite apart from the kitchen time it will save you, you'll find when you taste it... But Campbell's vegetable soup has the same slow-simmered, rugged beef stock as yours. And in it, 15 different kinds of vegetables, wholesome and tender and flavorful.
15 different vegetables, did you say? Well, that's many more than I ever think of you.
Yes, I guess it is, but that's what helps to make Campbell's vegetable soup so extra tempting that when home cooks try it, they decide then and there to let Campbell's make their vegetable soup for them.
Well, I'm going to try it, Mr. Chappell. It certainly sounds like the kind of vegetable soup I want my family to have.
I think you'll find it so. And I hope that every woman listening who hasn't tried vegetable soup as Campbell's make it will do so too. Will you? Soon. And now, Only Angels Have Wings, starring Orson Welles and Joan Blondell.
Oh, Purser.
Yes, Miss Lee.
How long do we stay in Barranca?
The ship sails at 4 in the morning. We're sorry, but...
From the looks of this place, that'll be long enough. Where's a good place to go?
There's only one place. The cafe at the airport. It's called the Dutchman.
If I had a quarter for every time I've been in a dump in the tropics called the Dutchman, how do you get there?
Just up that street, miss. It's the only one.
Cut off my legs and call me Shorty. Now I'm going to talk to that dame, Les. Right off the ship like that, I got a notion she'd like to meet up with a nice guy like me.
Yeah, the last time you had a notion like that, Joe, you got your jaw broken.
Yeah, well, how was I to know she was a female heavyweight champion of the Argentine? Hey, hiya, babe.
If you banana cowboys don't go away and leave me alone.
Hey, we're not the banana
cowboys. What do you guys want?
It ain't fair to ask us that quick. Now, we just want to buy you a drink.
Are you American?
Beautiful. We're so American, we don't even know the words of the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, why'd you say so? I'll buy you a drink.
Fair enough.
Oh, it sure sounds good to hear something that doesn't sound like pig Latin. Where you from?
Well, I'm Les Peters.
Yeah, and I'm Joe Seller.
In New York and Kansas, that's us. Hey, what's your name?
Bonnie Lee.
Well, boys, I'm glad you found some social life for yourselves, but where's the mail?
We dropped the mail bags in your office, Dutchie.
That's good, Les.
That's where we first spotted you, Miss Lee, down at the boat when we was getting the mail.
Dutchie, this is Miss Lee.
How do you do?
Are you?
Miss Lee, this gentleman here is postmaster and leading banker of Barranca.
Also the owner of the general store when you're right, eh?
Manager, cook, waiter, and general staff of the hotel and restaurant you're in right now.
And I'll pass it
all right. Pay no attention to them, Miss Lee. My name's John Van Ryder. Shake.
Hello, Dutchie.
Hey, Dutchie, bring us a bottle of scotch, huh?
Sure. Wait and see. My scotch is marvelous. My scotch is marvelous.
Have a drink with us, Dutchie.
Sure, thanks, I will, but I'll have bourbon. I'll bring it right away.
Yeah, he makes his own peanuts, too.
Say, what are you fellas doing down here?
Yeah, same as everybody here. Working for the Dutchman.
Working at what?
We fly a little mail.
And things. Here and there.
Who'd ever think there was a flying field in a place like this? Where is it?
What, the flying field?
Yeah.
Right outside the door.
Yeah, she owns that, too.
Yeah, you see, Dutchie owns the flying field, and we thought it was
much
regrets, you see.
Well, what you doing down here, Miss Lee? On your way back to the States?
Yes, if I don't get a job in Panama.
Ah, professional, eh?
I quit a show in Valparaiso.
Hey, Dutchie, leave that bottle on the table.
Hey, you boys, better go easy.
Yeah, what for?
Why? One of you has to fly the mail tonight.
Hey, I thought Tony was first out.
Now, Tony's got a touch of fever.
Hey, can you
either
please
you or Joe?
Hey, he's right about drinking. If you boys are worried about...
We're not worried about who's going.
Yeah, what we're worried about is...
Who's going to take you to dinner?
Yeah. Who said anything about staying for dinner?
Well, we'll send you a formal invitation later.
Yeah. Say, how do you like your steak?
I don't know. You mean real American steak?
Well, I don't like to brag, Miss Lee, but how do you think I keep those boys down here?
Then I guess I'm staying for dinner.
Joe Sutter,
you're up next.
Hey, Joe, stand by.
Check
this clearance.
Not me, Jeff. I'm having dinner with Miss Lee.
What's going on here? This is Miss Lee, Mr. Jeff Carter.
How do you do?
Hello, Miss Lee. I'm sorry, Joe. The mail goes on schedule instead of the pilot.
Now, since when, Jeff? Anyway, Les can take
it. I want Les to go to the warehouse and check over that stuff that came in on the boat.
Hey, that's an all-night job. What'd you think that up?
Just now. Come on, get going, Joe.
What about Miss Lee?
Don't you worry about Miss Lee. I'll be glad to take up where you left off.
Look here, mister. I got something to say about this, you know.
Chorus girl?
No. I do a specialty.
So much the better. Pick up that stuff on your way back from our cruises, Joe. See you later, Miss Lee.
Well, you will you? Hey, who does that guy think he is?
He don't have to think who he is.
Yeah, he's the boss.
Well, he's not my boss.
Well, don't you bet on that.
Well, so long, Bonnie. I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, Joe.
Now, be careful, Joe. No chances.
How can he fly in this fog?
Well, it's just on the ground. It's only 200 or 300 feet thick. And what he's waiting for is the heavy stuff piled up in a pass.
Sounds like double talk to me.
The only way of getting inland from here is through a deep pass. It's about 14,000 feet in the low spot. We keep a lookout out there all the time to tell us when it clears.
Call in Barranca. Call in Barranca. Call in Barranca.
Okay, Tex, go ahead. That's the lookout I was telling you about, Barney.
How's the lookout there, Tex? Jeff, you better hold Joe down there for a while.
I can't. He's already gone. You ought to be able to see him by now.
I can't see the tip of my nose. Jeff, it's closing in again. You can't tell what this stuff will do.
Okay, Tex.
Les,
you better stand by and put out a flare in case they don't get hold of him.
Never mind the flare, Jeff. Little Joey heard every word. What'll
I
do, come back?
Yeah. Look, Joe, it's pretty thick down here. Start letting down. You get over the fog. Now line you up and talk in.
Say, Jeff.
What?
Will you tell that beautiful blonde I'm still in the running, huh?
Will you stick to business, Joe?
Well, all I want to do is order 2 steaks for dinner.
Come on, everybody, out in the field.
Hey, Jeff, I said all I want to do is order 2 steaks for dinner. How about it, Dutty?
Things will kick up.
Okay, Joe.
get going, kid.
Whatever you say, Jeff.
Plug in that fuel set. Get the big light ready.
Already done, Jeff.
Straight up.
Straight up it is. Awful cold out here.
Light the bulbs.
Okay.
Joe Souther. Joe Souther.
Okay, Jeff. Coming down. On top of the fog is 1,500.
He's higher than I thought, Jeff.
Me too. Watch carefully, Joe. We're turning on the lights.
Here they go.
There you are, Joe. Can you see him?
No, not a thing. Can't even see the glow.
Must be thicker than it looks.
It's pretty thick, all right.
Hey, try down on that piano. Cut it with a knife, all right, if you can see through to find a knife.
Cut that out!
I know just how Joe feels.
Now, look, Joe. Joe, pay attention. It's all closed in down here. You're west of the field. Joe, west of the field. You fly due east. Fly due east. Joe?
1,500 to east.
To east,
1,500.
Clinch your motor, Joe. All right, Joe, you're passing over the field. Now go 1 mile, turn 180 degrees, and start letting it down. Watch for the lights.
He sounds a little south, Jeff.
Joe, you're a little south.
A little south.
I'll switch the light, Jeff.
Here I go.
100, 1,000, 800, 600. Hey, Joe! Joe, you're coming in too high. You overshoot the field. Make a turn, Joe! Joe, make a turn, go further back, try it again.
Okay, I'm turning.
Look, Joe, can't you see the lights?
Now, doesn't it even look like a dead candle?
His line was okay, Jeff.
Yeah. Joe, your direction was perfect. Be sure to keep the same line.
All right, Jeff. I'm turning. Here I go.
Cut him 100 feet.
500. 400.
Take it easy, Joe. Take it easy.
Shut up, Dutchy.
300.
Go now, Joe. Cut it.
I'm down to 100 now,
Dad. Jeff, that doesn't
sound... Joe, pull her up! Pull up! You're heading for the tree!
Look,
Joe. Joe, you had the wrong line, Joe. You're way off.
Okay, Jeff. Jeff, it's all the lights. I'll get it next time.
Nothing doing, Joe. Don't take any more chances. You got 3 hours gas, so you better stay up there and cruise around.
In 3 hours, our gas will be almost on the boat by then.
Listen, I told you to stick to business. Now get up and top cruise around till it opens up down here.
That's right, Jeff. Do it and do it.
Oh, Jeff, give me one more chance. Jeff, I think it'll be a hole.
Yeah, I do see one.
Joe. I'm coming down, Jeff.
Listen, Joe, you got your orders. Stay up there and quit worrying about that blonde.
It's all right, Jeff. I see the light. I'll make it easy.
Listen, Joe. Now pull up. Hold up your head for that tree. Go.
Okay, Jeff.
Ducky, telephone the police. Tell them to clear the field and keep it that way. Hurry up,
Jeff. Right away.
You don't know. You called your crook, Jeff.
Yeah, Mr. Wise Guy, all right.
Do something. Leave your lives. Don't stay there. How can you stand there doing nothing?
Cut it out. Haven't you caused enough trouble?
Call in Miranda. Call in Miranda.
Go ahead, Tex.
Hey, Jeff. It's all cleared up now. Hey, Jeff, the pass is clear. Jeff, did you get Joe down all right?
All except for one tree that's stuck up too high.
Oh, Mr. Carter.
Yeah?
Mr. Carter, do you think it was my fault what happened out there?
Sure, it was your fault. You're going to have dinner with him. The Dutchman hired him. I sent him up on schedule. The fog came and a tree got in the way. All your fault. Forget it. Unless you want the honors, come on, let's eat.
I will not.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Les. Where you been?
Down at the warehouse, checking up on those spare parts for you, like you told me. I missed all the excitement around here.
You sure did, Les. Gonna eat?
Sure.
Are you gonna change your mind, Miss Lee?
Certainly not.
Here's your steak, Miss. Here's the other one who wants it.
Put it right here.
Keep him
here. Hey, coffee.
Will you have some coffee, Miss?
No.
Yeah, the steak looks fine.
How can you do that?
Do what?
Eat that steak.
Yeah, what's the matter with it?
It's his.
Look, what do you want me to do? Have it stuffed?
Don't you got any feelings? Don't you realize he's dead?
Who's dead? You know anybody around here who's dead, Les?
News to me. Who's dead?
Joe.
Joe?
Joe who? Anybody know a Joe?
What's the matter with you?
He was sitting here talking with us and laughing just a few minutes ago, and now...
Well, how do you like that? Don't say I told you, Jeff, but she slapped your face.
I know. Hey, you.
Don't
you little fool. Why don't you use your head? Come on, stop it.
Oh, then how are you going to act like this? What's that poor kid?
Yeah, I know. He's dead.
Yes, he's dead. Yeah,
that's right. He's been dead for about 20 minutes. And all the weeping and wailing in the world won't make him any deader 20 years from now. If you feel like bawling, how do you think we feel?
I know how I feel.
You go on outside and walk around, stay there, and you can pull all that together. If you can't do it, don't come back at all.
Hi, lady.
Oh, didn't mean to make a scene. But...
Don't call me mister. Call me kid.
Oh, okay, kid. You see,
I know. That's why I followed you out here. I kind of figured...
Kid, can you kick real hard?
Well, maybe you don't need it.
Oh, I think I feel better. You know, all my life I've hated funerals. Fussing the bother that never brings anybody back and just bores of remembering them as they are. And yet when I see people actually facing it that way, I'd act like a sap. You know, this flying business is all new to me.
Oh, you'll learn, or you won't, and then it won't make any difference.
This sort of thing happens very often.
Well, that depends on the weather and the luck. We've gone spades twice in the last 3 months, not counting this one.
Suppose you'll be at it again tomorrow.
Tonight, if it clears.
You must love it. Flying, I mean.
Oh, why do you think we came to this kind of a place?
Just like being in love with a buzzsaw. No future in it. What is there about it that gets you?
Huh?
I said, what is there about it that gets you?
Oh, I've been in it 22 years, and I couldn't give you an answer that would make any sense.
That's funny.
What's so funny about that?
My dad used to say.
A flyer?
No, trapeze, high stuff. He wouldn't use a net.
Not much future in that, either.
Yeah, we found that out. So tell me about this head man, this Jeff over here. Does he go up to?
Well, only when he thinks it's too tough for anybody else.
Well, that just goes to show you how wrong you can be.
Well, I've been Jeff's closest friend ever since he was old enough to have friends. And you can take it from me. You've got no idea how wrong you can be about him, if you're a girl. He's the greatest guy in the world, but he's an awful good guy for a gal to stay away from.
I'll remember that. Thanks.
Stick it on if you want to. If you want a drink or two, help yourself. Good night, Miss Lee.
Bye, Dutchie.
Drop in again sometime when you come this way.
Thank you, I will.
All finished?
All finished.
Yeah.
Goodbye, mister. Too bad Barranca so far from Brooklyn.
What's your hurry? It's only a few minutes after 12. Your boat doesn't sail till 4 o'clock.
When are you going to get some sleep?
After your boat sails. How about a drink?
Aren't you just wasting your time?
Well, that's a point that's open to argument.
But I'm afraid of.
What?
Those arguments.
What's the matter with them?
Oh, they're too one-sided.
Well, no hard feelings.
Your apologies accepted. Say, tell me something, will you? What was she like, anyway?
Who?
That girl that made you act the way you do. Still carrying a torch for her, aren't you?
Got a match?
Don't you ever have any?
No, don't believe in laying in a supply of anything.
Matches, marbles, money, or women.
That's right.
No looking ahead, no tomorrows, just today.
That's right.
Is that why she gave you the ear?
Who?
That girl.
Listen to me. I wouldn't ask any woman. Did you ever know a woman who didn't want to make plans, map out everything, get it all set?
Well,
I don't blame them, I guess. It's the only way they can operate, run a home and have kids.
Didn't you ask her to?
Who?
That girl.
I told you I wouldn't ask.
What if she was willing to?
That's what they all say. Women think they can take it, but they can't. The minute you get up in the air, they start calling the airport. When you get down, you find them waiting for you. So scared, they hate your insides.
Oh, girl.
Now, if there's anything else you'd like to know about me, I'd be only too glad. Would you like to go over to my room? Got some letters from home. Pictures of my father and mother. Pictures of me the first time I went up in the air. Pictures of my first crash.
Pictures of you when you were a baby?
I don't remember. Want to go and look?
Sure.
Okay. See that door?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll open it. Keep right on going. Just follow your nose, and we'll take you right back to the boat. And take care of yourself, you silly kid.
I take care of myself. I've been taking care of myself.
Jeff.
What is it, kid?
Tex just called from the lookout. He says the pass is cleared.
All right. Wind up number 7 and put some coffee in it.
I already did.
So long, Bonnie. Have a nice trip.
Hey, wait a minute. Going up yourself?
Sure.
When will you be back?
Next week. 2:00.
What is it now?
Just going to kiss you goodbye. There.
What do you want me to say? Thank you.
That's what you feel like saying. Let's try it again. I kind of like it. So long.
Things certainly happen fast around here, kid. Don't they?
Uh-huh.
You are listening to Orson Welles in the Campbell Playhouse presentation of Only Angels Have Wings with Joan Blondell. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is Ernest Chappell, ladies and gentlemen, welcoming you back to the Campbell Playhouse. In a moment, we shall resume our presentation of Only Angels Have Wings. But first, if you want to know what people eat, ask your grocer. I have a grocer friend I see quite a lot of. I like to check my ideas with him, sort of get his ideas about the things I tell you from week to week. The other afternoon, I was chatting with him, and I asked him, among other things, if he had noticed that more and more of his customers were giving up making soup at home. He nodded and pointed to the shelf where he keeps his Campbell's soup. Every morning, he said, I'd stock that shelf full. Well, look at it now. That's the best answer I can give you. And you know, to me, that seemed a pretty good answer, too. Now, I'm wondering, perhaps you are drawing regularly on the Campbell's soup shelf at your grocer's. Perhaps you're enjoying your favorite soup as Campbell's make them. Fine-flavored, nourishing, really home-like soups. But if not, if you haven't yet turned your soup making over to Campbell's, won't you try them? I believe your family will enjoy them so keenly that, well, you'll decide then and there to let Campbell's make all your soups for you. Now we resume our Campbell Playhouse presentation of Only Angels Have Wings, starring Orson Welles and Joan Blondell.
What are you doing, Jeff? Setting records? That was a pretty quick trip you made.
Shut up, kid.
I still say it was a pretty quick trip.
What do you mean, quick?
Well, it wasn't slow.
When you're in a ship, you go as fast as the ship. You ought to know that by now.
Sure, and a ship's got to go as fast as you want it to. I know that, too.
All right. Let's have a hot cup of coffee. Call us a hot cup. What do you say? A please, sir. Pronto.
Yeah, boy.
Have some, kid?
Nope, I had already. But if you're looking for company for breakfast, that table right back of the post.
What do you mean that table? Oh. What are you doing here?
Having a breakfast.
Is your boat still in? I don't see it from here.
No, you don't.
I guess that.
Very happy. Happened to get left behind.
We'll
go on.
Well, I told a man to put my trunk on the dock.
Why?
Well, I couldn't stay over without having anything to wear now, could I?
It's been done.
That's funny. Here, by all rights, I ought to be sound asleep on that boat, far out to sea, and yet...
She's not so far out to sea as you think, lady.
What isn't?
The boat. Hey, Ken.
Yeah?
Put some more gas in number 7, call Santa Maria, and have them hold the boat till we get there. Where's your luggage?
Over there.
Good. Well, what are you waiting for, kid?
That boo doesn't stop at Santa Maria this trip.
Why not?
They have no bananas.
They have no bananas?
Yes, they have no bananas.
Look, mister, you don't have to bother about me.
James, not me. I don't get burned twice in the same place.
There's another boat leaving next week. I'll be on it.
Good. I gotta get some sleep.
See you later, kid.
Well, Barney, if you're going to be here for a week, we better find some place for you to park.
Thanks, kid. I won't need a parlor, just a nice room with a bath.
To tell you the truth, Barney, I know we ain't got a room with a bath. I hope I can find you one with a room.
Hey, Dutchie.
All right. I'm only the owner. What is it?
What I mean, you're behaving like a guest.
Oh, I got to go someplace, eh?
Right, you got to meet the southbound boat, Dutchie.
Why don't you send less?
It ain't polite to send less. We got that new flyer coming in. Go on, Dutchie. Make him feel good. You know, go and meet him in person. You kind of get the idea you care, see what I mean?
You sure you ain't just sending me down because I look comfortable?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons.
Oh.
What's that new guy's name, Les?
Byfield, eh?
Yeah, that's it, Byfield.
Well, who is he? Well, where did he...
What's the difference, Dutchie? As long as he can fly, we can't afford to be too fuzzy on him. Go on down and meet the boat,
Dutchie. All right. The owner should go. The owner should sweep out, too, and the owner should make the drinks, and the owner should...
Number 7, calling Barrancas. Number 7, calling Barrancas.
Go ahead, kid.
Let me talk to Jeff, will you?
Hello, Grandpa.
Hey, Jeff, you need an elevator to get down in this place.
I told you nobody could set down that canyon, Jeff. It don't make sense.
Makes sense if you do it. What's the matter? The wind bad?
Man, did you ever set down in here, Jeff?
Yeah, once. It's about as easy as getting a piano over a transom. Come on back if you can make it.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Well, here's the mail.
Hello. Where's the new pilot?
He's putting his things in his room.
I'll give you a hand with those bags in a minute, Dutchie.
All right.
Don't strain yourself.
No, sir. Yes, sir. That's
quite all right, Dutchie. Quite all right.
Your room all right, Mr. Byfield? It'll do. Well, let's get you acquainted around here. This is Mr. Byfield, our new flyer.
Welcome to our fair city.
Les Peters.
How are you?
Hello. Pete Shelton.
How are you?
How are you? Too early to buy a drink?
Yeah, I guess not. Let's sit down. Hey, where are you from?
Mexico City.
What kind of stuff are they using up there?
Oh, some old Fokkers and Fords.
Oh, Jeff.
Yep.
This is Mr. Byfield.
Yeah. Glad to see you, Mr. Byfield.
Well, gents, drinks?
No, we won't be drinking with this guy.
What's this all about?
Your name isn't Byfield at all, fella. It's Ashton Stevens.
Did you say Stevens, Jeff?
It's what I said, Les.
Bat Stevens?
That's right. My name's Stevens. Bat Stevens.
Well, what of it, Les?
He's not the first guy that came down here under a different name.
No, Pete, but he's the first pilot who ever bailed out of his plane and let his mechanic crash.
Oh, that's the way you tell it.
Yeah, that's the way I tell it, Stevens. If you like to...
No, Les. Stevens, did you know the kid was working down here?
What?
He is.
No, I didn't know it.
Look, Jeff, maybe you tell poor old Dutchie what this is all about. He doesn't know anything. What's the kid got to do with it?
Nothing. Except that it was the kid's younger brother that was killed when this guy took to his parachute.
What?
Yeah, I've had enough of this guy.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Come on, Les. Let's find another table.
All right. Come on, Jeff.
That's good enough for me.
Oh, you're not so particular, huh?
No. I don't think even you could spoil my breakfast.
Thanks. I'm not used to these small favors.
Sorry, I said it. Not used to being around people like you. As long as I got to talk to you, Stevens, here's a piece of news for you. That was the kid that come in on that ship just now.
What? Jeff, what are we going to do?
Quiet, Dutchie. Better make yourself scarce, Stevens, because for your information, the kid carries a gun.
See, you're getting kind of careful of me all of a sudden.
I'm not worrying about you. I just wouldn't like to have the kid doing it. It'd be kind of inconvenient for me right now if they slap the kid in the hoose gun.
Well, I'll have to meet him sooner or later, won't I?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Anyhow, it's your funeral. Might be too at that.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, kid.
Whew, it's hot down here on the ground. Give me some cold water, Dutchie.
Okay.
Who's got a match? Hey, what's the matter? It's like walking in the graveyard. Oh, hello there. You the new guy?
He's the new guy.
Well, welcome to our city.
Hello, kid.
Hey, wait a minute, I know you.
Yes, I think you do.
Yeah, sure. Long time no see, Stevens.
That's right.
Take it easy, kid.
Okay, Jeff, okay. You know what I think of you, don't you, Steve?
Let's
go ahead. 2 years ago, I'd have broken your neck.
Well, there's nothing I can say, I guess.
That's right. Just you keep out of my way. I might still do it.
It's none of my business, Jeff, but I don't know why you're stopping.
You're right, Les. It's none of your business.
Carter, listen, you've got to believe me. I have no idea that
nothing you can say that I'll believe, Stevens. As long as you fly where I tell you, all right.
Jeff, you're not going to put this guy to work.
You remember we was talking about things that were none of your business, Les?
Now, wait a minute, Jeff. I'm not going to allow you...
Who's running this airline, Dutchie?
Wait. You are.
That's what I mean. Come on with me, Stevens. You do some pretty queer things, Stevens.
Byfield. Byfield's the name.
Yeah, Byfield. That's what I'm talking about. What made you think you could get away with coming
Let's
down?
Let's get this over with. When does the next boat leave?
Got enough dough for your passage?
No.
That's swell. I wonder if I could...
Could what?
Cram you down their throats.
That bunch out there? Well, I wouldn't mind choking a few of them.
Well, here it is. Every now and then we get a job around here that I wouldn't send a friend of mine out on, see? Wouldn't even go myself. Well, it looks like that might be a spot for you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Kind of nice for me, having someone I can send out in any kind of weather. Any kind of job and only worry about the ship getting back.
Yeah, some of those ships aren't worth much.
Mm-hmm, it's just it. Still want the job on those terms?
I don't know any other way I'd want it.
Hey, Jeff!
What is it?
Well, they're loading number 8 with nitroglycerin.
I know. Taking it to the oil fields on your way out.
But say, Jeff, don't we aren't supposed to fly that stuff with the mail?
I know we aren't, Dutchie.
There's nothing in my contract that says I'll fly nitroglycerin.
You're getting a buck and a half a mile for doing
it. Not
that.
Me.
What?
Jeff, I saw a guy blow a tire once. I was way down on the other end of the field, and it broke a bottle in my hip pocket.
Give me a map, Pete. Bye, Bill.
If you're figuring on me flying nitroglycerin,
that's just exactly what I'm figuring. You took this job with the understanding...
Okay. Only nitroglycerin. Well, you weren't kidding me, were you?
I never kid people I don't like. Hey, Dutchie.
Yeah?
Figure out Pete's time. You're through,
hey,
Pete.
Hey, what's the matter with... Wait a minute, Jeff. You can't blame that boy.
I'm not blaming him, but he's fired, that's all. Sorry, Pete.
Jeff, I don't like the way you're...
You better clear the field before Byfield takes off, Dutchie. It's nitro, you know.
My goodness, yes. I didn't think of that at all.
It'd be a little late to think of it after he hits the nitro. My room.
Take it in my room if I could. Can't bet take a bath in a wash basin, you know.
All right, hurry it up.
I'm hurrying.
What's that?
What's what?
All this cooking.
Now, that's coffee. Don't touch it. It's hot.
Yeah.
You'll burn yourself.
Boiling. Wait a minute.
Ouch!
I told you so. Let me see this. That is a burn. I'll put some butter on.
I don't want any butter on.
My grandmother always used to be
eating butter. You kid. I wanted to take this coffee pot out of here.
Ooh. I thought you never did that.
Did what?
Get burned twice in the same place. Where do you keep those pictures?
Take what pictures?
Those pictures of you when you were a baby.
Yeah, we're right back where we started, aren't we, Bonnie?
Oh, that was a million years ago. I know you're a lot better now.
Oh, hey. Oh, your foot.
I just slipped on the porch.
You little chump, don't go walking around on it.
Nothing's the matter with it. I just...
Hey, let me put you down somewhere.
Oh,
here
on
the...
sprained. I just lost a heel off my slipper, that's all.
Now, why'd you say so?
Don't I have a darnest luck losing one heel right after another?
You're a queer duck, Bonnie.
So are you.
Hey, Bonnie. I want to ask you something, Bonnie.
Go ahead.
You want me to kiss you like this, carrying you, or you want me to put you down on your feet first?
Well, you can kiss me like this, and if you put me down, that way you'll get another chance.
Thanks. I just got no vision, I guess.
Jeff, you don't have to be afraid of me anymore. I'm not going to tie you down. I don't want to plan. I don't want to look ahead. I don't want to change anything. I love you, Jeff. There's nothing I can do about it. I just love you, that's all. I feel the same way about you the kid does. Anything you do is all right with me.
The kid?
Yeah. He doesn't ask you for anything or get in your way or bother you, does he?
He drives me nuts.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, I'm,
Come in, kid.
Well, the boys are ready to test those motors, Jeff.
Okay, kid. So long, Bonnie.
You don't mean you're...
There you go. I'm a sucker for telling you this, Bonnie. I'd go anyway, but right now it's more important than ever. Dutchie's got a test contract with the government that expires tonight. If we make this flight okay, everything is Jake. If we don't... Forget I explained it to you. Will you please?
Okay, I'll forget. Only
you won't. What a sap I am.
That's something I'll remember.
Oh, by the way, Bonnie, take a look through this box. Maybe you'll be able to find it. It's somewhere in there.
What is?
That baby picture we were talking about. It's kind of cute. I'm nude on a bare rug.
I can't wait.
And keep the coffee warm, will you?
Of a storm, I thought sure that she'd be a little bit late.
Yeah, that'd be a lesson to you, kid. Even you can be wrong. Calling lookout.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Stand by, Tex. The boat's there, number four, taking off as soon as the mail gets up here.
Jeff, you can't get through this storm.
I don't expect to, Tex. Gonna try to go over the top.
That doesn't sound so good to me.
Me either, only I ain't sounding it, I'm flying it.
Okay, Jeff.
Thanks for that ship, kid.
All said, Jeff. Can't do any more. I took out all the seats and stripped it clean.
Well...
Got out almost 400 pounds. You know, that's just more than twice what I weigh.
That's all you can do.
Now, look here, Jeff.
I heard you the first time.
But, Jeff...
You're not going, kid. Forget it.
Why not?
Forget it because I am. I'm not asking anybody to go out on a night like this.
You don't have to ask me.
I'm not letting anybody else go but me either.
I'll toss your coin for it. Heads, I go.
All right, we'll toss. Only heads, I go.
Oh, let me have heads, will you, Jeff?
No, heads, I go.
But I'd rather have heads. I'm superstitious.
Give me that coin.
Well, Jeff, I...
Uh-huh. You're superstitious about heads, are you? Heads on both sides, that's all it is.
Well,
No wonder I've been buying you drinks all year.
Well, what do you know about that?
Dutchie, you went down to meet the boat.
Well, why ask me, Mr. Carter? What have I got to do with it? You are running this airline, aren't you?
Stevens going to pick up the mail, Jeff.
Thanks, Bill.
For your information, Mr. Carter, I want to ask you a question. Don't you think you're crazy to try to fly in this kind of weather?
Get the lights ready on the field, kid.
Okay, Jeff.
I've told you so many times that whatever...
Oh, Jeff, whatever you do, don't think you have to do it for me. I know what it means, but I'd rather be broke. I don't care whether we get the contract or not. Understand?
Don't strain yourself, Dutchie. I'm flying. Take a bath once, but if you're starting in housekeeping...
I thought you might want a little carpet. Careful. Bad and hot when I put it there. Don't burn yourself again.
Thanks, I won't. Anything else?
No. Oh, have a nice trip, Jeff. Be seeing you next week. 2:00.
Where are you going?
Back to the States tonight.
Hey, isn't that the outfit you came to shore in?
How'd you remember that?
I got systems for remembering things. Got a match?
Well, don't you think it's about time you started carrying some?
Pretty late to begin getting new habits, isn't it?
You never carry matches. No matter what anybody says to you, you never carry matches.
What's wrong?
You carry matches now and then, Jeff.
What's all this?
Oh. I'm sorry to be so silly. I wanted to do this just the way you'd want me to. And I was all right after the tiny FCX match, wasn't I?
Yeah, you sure were. Say, Bonnie, are you sorry about anything?
You.
No, I'm not. So long, Bonnie.
Aren't you going to kiss me?
Sure.
Oh, Jeff, I can't let you go.
I'll bet you. Give me back my gun.
No, I won't.
You're crazy. Give me that gun.
I'm not going to go, Jeff. You're not going to say
it. Hey, what's that gun?
I want to kill yourself.
Bonnie, you're just like all the rest, aren't you?
You really intend to go?
Yes,
Jeff!
Oh! Go away, Bonnie. Go away.
Oh, darling.
Get out of here.
I didn't mean to. I just didn't want you to go.
You don't aim good. All you got was my shoulder.
Hey, what's going on, Jim? Where's the first aid?
Over in the corner. I've been covered there.
Send for a doctor, somebody. Who did it?
I did.
You? How did it happen?
I didn't want him to go.
Well, he's not going now. Now, boy, put some water on this stove. What about the bullet, Les?
It didn't come true. It's still in there.
How's it look,
Les? It's all right. But you're not going to do much flying with it.
Hello, Bat.
Hello.
Hey, Bat, it's almost too much to ask you, Bat, but I guess you have to do it.
Yeah, I always arrive in time for good news. How were you going to get through all that stuff?
Over the top, a new tri-motor.
Will she go that high?
I'll see what you find out.
I'll see what you find out.
You want to take a kid with you?
Anything you pay up at orders.
Well, let me alone. Let me go alone.
Not a kid. You don't have to go by field. It's not that kind of a job.
That's fair enough. I'll see you out on the field in 5 minutes, kid.
Stephen?
2,500. Don't you think we ought to get a radio check?
Yeah, give me the mic.
Colin Baranka. Colin Baranka.
Go ahead, kid.
Hiya, Jeff. Radio check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait a minute, kid. Wait a minute. Just call and try it again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
better, but there's a lot of half, kid. You may have to repeat everything. Okay. Colin Baranka. We're 3,500. 3,500. Still on instruments. Still on instruments. All in Baranka. 8,000. 8,000. On top first layer. On top first layer. All in Baranka. All in Baranka. 14,000. 14,000. Picking up a little ice. We're to climb 320. To climb 320. Calling Baranka. Calling Baranka. 15,600. 15,600. Near ceiling. Near ceiling.
Don't think she'll take much more.
Yeah, she's beginning to
mush. Hold your hand. Here she goes. You all right, Stephen?
I'm all right. What do we got under us?
You're safe for 6,000. I'll wait till the air gets heavier, then I'll straighten her out.
Yeah.
I never saw one of these things yet that could sail through the side of a mountain.
I wonder what's wrong with the kid. There he is.
Colin Baranka. Colin Baranka.
Go ahead, kid.
Jeff, we can't make it. Got almost 16,000 and the bottom came out.
All right, come on back.
Well, not a chance, Jeff. We're not coming back. We're going through the pass.
Listen, kid. Tech says it's closed in tight. Turn around, come back. Those are orders. You hear?
No dice, Jeff.
I order you.
Well, I haven't heard you for the last 5 minutes. Signing off.
Get text, Les. Time to look for them.
Here, calling lookout.
Calling lookout.
Go ahead, Les.
Now watch for number 4, Tex. They're going to try the pass.
They can't make it. It's close in thicker than blue.
Gonna make it, Stephen. Get in one of those chutes and jump.
Is there any reason I can't stay with the ship, too?
You don't have to.
Which way is the path from here?
10 degrees north and 3,000 up.
Okay.
To the left.
Call in Baranka.
Go ahead, Tex.
They just went by here throttled down and feeling their way. I tried to talk to them, but they wouldn't answer.
Keep trying.
Okay.
How you coming, Stevens?
Okay, only I don't like these big birds around here.
Oh, the pass is full of them this time of year. Hondas. Hit one, she goes right through the windshield.
I don't like them. It's tough enough not knowing your direction without... Oh! Are you all right, kid? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Get out,
yeah.
Quick, jump.
Well, I must have broken my... I can't move. You'll jump yourself.
No, not this time. You'll get down.
Go on, jump, you fool.
I made my last jump. We're turning back. And we're making it. If we can.
Oh, if I could only move, I'd pick you up and... Hey, we're burning.
Yeah. We've been burning for over a minute.
Call it Baranka. Call it Baranka. Call it Baranka.
Go ahead, Tex.
Jeff. Jeff, number four is on fire. Left outboard nose motor. They're headed back to you, and I don't think they can make it.
Out on the field, everybody. Plugging that outside set. Listen, kid.
Yeah, that receiver's no good at that burner, Jeff.
Kid. Calling number four. Calling number four.
Look, Jeff. There they are.
The big toys. I don't see how they...
They'll never get it down.
Kid. Stevens, number four.
Jump!
Lay him out! Hey,
grab
him,
Stevens. Go on, that's right.
Get him
out. Come on
now. You all right, Stevens?
I'm all right. But the kid's hurt pretty bad.
Let me have him. Take him over there, boy.
Okay, easy. Now. Come on.
Cowdy's hurt bad. Take the kid inside, boys.
What's this?
Just a pat on the shoulder.
This doctor had only quit him.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff, tell this guy to quit fussing with me, will you? I'm all right.
Better leave him alone, Doc.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, give us a cigarette, will you?
Yeah.
How's the other guy?
Hands burned one side of his face is on.
Stephen's all right, Jeff. He could have jumped, but he didn't, even after we was burning. He just sat there and took it like it was an ice cream soda. Well, Jeff, buy him a drink for me, will you?
Sure, I'll buy him a drink.
Oh, God, you know, if it hadn't been for those birds, we'd have made it.
Sure you would.
Yeah. You know, I might design a windshield at an angle, then they'd bounce off.
Not a bad idea.
I'll make you a present of it, Jeff.
Hey.
When I get on my feet, we'll work it out. Or will we?
Your neck's broken, kid.
Hmm? No wonder I couldn't feel anything. Well, I guess this is it, huh?
There's always a chance.
Sure. Hey, Jeff, don't let anybody else in here, huh?
Whatever you say.
Oh, you see, I don't want them to see me. I'm not afraid, Jeff. I ain't scared, but I don't want anyone else to see me.
Sure, I know.
It's like doing anything new. It's just like my first solo. I didn't want anybody watching me then either. You see, Jeff, I don't know how good I'll be at this, but...
You want me to go too, kid?
Well, Jeff, I'd sure hate to pull a boner in front of you.
Sure, I know.
I'll go. So long, kid.
So long, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, I think I'm going to take it fine. Yeah, I think you're going to be proud of me, Jeff.
Look out, calling, look out.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Let me know the minute it clears, Tex. We're all set to go down here.
What about the kid, Jeff?
Broke his neck. Took off a few minutes ago.
Oh.
Now, hello, Pete.
I took care of everything on the field.
Thanks. Give me a drink, will you, Dutchie?
Yeah, you better make me one too, Dutchie.
What is it, Stephen?
Somebody said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, the kid asked me to buy a drink.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Dutchie, put it over on the table here, will you?
Wait a minute.
What is it now?
Why not have it with us?
Sure. Why not?
Have a cigarette, Stephen.
Hey, how are the hands coming?
Well, not bad.
Here's your drink.
Careful with those hands. You got it?
I'm all right.
Well, here's how. Here's to you, Bat.
Here's to you, Bat.
Thanks.
Well, so long, Les.
Go on, Bonnie.
Nobody asked me to stay.
Well, aren't you going to say goodbye to Jeff?
Why?
Well, I think you ought to.
You do?
I think he'd want you to.
You sure?
Well, he might not act like it, but I think he would.
Well, if you think I ought to...
Yeah, I think you should.
I don't mind doing it if you say so.
Yeah, I do say so.
You do? Well, guess I better go ahead and do it.
Hello, Bonnie.
I thought I ought to... Well, Les said that he thought that before I'd go, I'd better... Gee, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything, then.
Well, all I wanted to say is that... Well, he said that you'd like it, but I don't know. You know.
I know. You want me to carry matches from now on. Well, Bonnie, I make you a promise. I'll carry matches all the time.
Jeff.
All the time.
Jeff, you're crying.
You're crazy.
You're crying, Jeff. Oh, please don't. I'd never be
You'll
able
never be able to what, honey?
I'd never be able to say it.
Say what?
I was going to say goodbye.
Well?
Jeff, do you want me to stay or don't you?
Well, Bonnie...
Call in Baraka. Call in Baraka. Say, what's the matter down there? Call in Baraka.
Go ahead, Tex.
Say, Jeff. The storm's breaking up.
Yeah?
The wind's dropping down to a whisper.
Okay, how's the pass?
Clearing up faster and the cat can lick up cream.
Okay, let's.
Yeah, what is it, Jeff?
Wait up another second, the pass is clearing.
The moon's breaking through.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay.
Here she comes. She's shining harder than $700.
Yeah?
On your way, Jeff.
Well, Dutchie, what do you say to that?
What can I say? Nobody cares.
The pass is clearing. We just got time to make it.
Well, who's going to fly?
I've got one good arm, haven't I? Dutchie, your contract's as good as in the bag.
Come on, Jeff.
So long, Bonnie. Keep that coffee warm. I'll be back for breakfast.
I don't be here. Going on the boat.
What?
Nobody asked me to stay.
Oh, they haven't?
No. You wouldn't ask anybody to do anything, would you?
That's right. Here, we'll flip a coin. Tails, you go. Heads, you stay. It's heads. Hey, you're not going to renege on this, are you? It was the kid's coin.
I won't stay that way.
You won't? It's got heads on both sides.
No, I got the... What? Oh, Jeff.
That's better.
Well, aren't you going to kiss me?
When I get back. Yeah, maybe if I was to kiss you now, I wouldn't... Yeah. When I get back, Bonnie.
I guess it'll always be like that. When you get back.
You have been listening to Orson Welles in the Campbell Playhouse presentation of Only Angels Have Wings with Joan Blondell. Mr. Welles will be back with us in just a moment, and in that moment, something of moment, particularly to the men among our listeners. Let me ask you, doesn't old-fashioned vegetable soup fit in with your idea of a hearty good eating? Picture a piping hot plateful of Campbell's vegetable soup at your place at the table. Its inviting look and the rich aroma and the curling steam sharpen your appetite. You dip in and bring up brimming spoonfuls of the deep-flavored beef stock and tender, luscious garden vegetables. And as spoonful follows spoonful, you continue to enjoy this vegetable soup of Campbell's down to the very last. Now tell me, isn't that a picture that appeals to you? Then don't you want to remind your wife to have Campbell's vegetable soup at supper tomorrow? And now, Orson Welles.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Miss Joan Blondell.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Orson Welles.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, with a slight feeling of presumption that I venture to introduce Miss Blondell this evening because, as you know, Miss Blondell, in private life, is the wife of Dick Powell, who was master of ceremonies
on this very program for many months.
That's right. That's when Dick and I were married.
Yes, well, we all not only happily remember Dick, but also your own appearances on the program. And while I'm about it, let me thank you for your distinguished performance tonight, Joan.
I'm always delighted to appear here.
It must be a lot like coming home, what with Dick having been a master of ceremonies for Campbell's and you having been a guest star for Campbell's.
Say nothing of the two children eating Campbell's soup
every
day.
Campbell's soup, isn't that nice?
Don't forget that.
I'm not likely to. You've certainly earned the right to regard yourself, Joan, as being one of the most important members of the Campbell soup family.
Right, I'm very proud of it.
We're very glad you are, and thank you again, Joan Blondell.
Please
come back to us very soon again. Miss Blondell, of course. Bonnie Lee. Here's the cast. Regis Toomey was the kid.
Mr. Toomey's most recent picture, incidentally, is Northwest Passage, which he gives a distinguished performance as Mr. Webster. Edmund MacDonald is Les Peters. Edgar Berrier, known to all Mercury fans, is Ashton Bat Stephen Bailey, Ernest Byfield, George Caloris. Another pillar, played Dutchy. William Allen is Joe Stauffer, Richard Baer. Tex, the voice on the talkback. Richard Wilson was Pete, the piano player, and special hot piano effects were the responsibility of Mr. Ivan Dittmars, who was conducted and in part composed by his maestro, Bernard Herrmann. Mercedes and Carlos Rufino were the Spanish singers, and Jeff Carter was
your obedient servant. And now, as to next week.
There's been in recent years a pleasing revival of public interest in the field of fiction for stories dealing with our beginnings as a nation. Easily the most distinguished worker in this field is Kenneth Roberts, whose series of early American novels has become a bestseller. High among these, along with his Northwest Passage, his Rabble in Arms, a fascinating chronicle of General Burgoyne's defeat at Saratoga by the desperate revolutionists under the inspiring leadership of a beloved officer, later to become even better known in American history, Benedict Arnold. Our guest star, we're pleased to announce Miss Frances D., happily remembered for her performance a few weeks ago in Come and Get It. She'll be with us again, as she promised. And so until then, until next Sunday in Rabble in Arms, my sponsors, the makers of Campbell Suits,
and all of us here in the Campbell Playhouse remain, as always,
obediently yours.
Makers of Campbell's Soup join Orson Welles in inviting you to be with us in the Campbell Playhouse again next Sunday evening when we present Kenneth Roberts' Rabble in Arms. And as our guest star in Rabble in Arms, you'll hear Miss Frances D. In the meantime, if you've enjoyed tonight's Playhouse presentation, won't you tell your grocer so tomorrow when you order Campbell's Vegetable Soup? This is Ernest Chappell saying thank you and good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.